This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Martinez live.
Science and logic do their best to tell me how, but they fail at telling me why. I need someone bigger, someone that loves me, to talk to me. Let's go.
Let love explode and bring the dead to life. A love so bold to see a revolution. Somehow,
my hands are ready. My feet are ready. My heart is ready. Let's go.
Let love explode and bring the dead to life. A love so bold to see a revolution. Somehow, now I'm lost in your freedom, and this world I'll overcome. My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Roaring, he's roaring.
Let hope arise and make the darkness hide. Hallelujah.
My faith is dead. I need a resurrection somehow. But I'm lost in your freedom.
Oh, yes, I am.
And this world I'll overcome. My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Roaring,
he's roaring.
And the fire fall. Father, come shake the ground. A revival. Say it one more time. We need your fire. Cause our hearts are cold. Shake the ground. We need you now.
Surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
He's surely alive, he's living on the inside.
Come out of great tribulation, and they have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb forevermore.
Bill Martinez, live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez, live.
It's after the top of the hour. Yes, it is. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinez.com is where you want to go. We're going to talk Israel and touch on some very significant updates with Avi Yorish, who is with us, a senior fellow at the American Foreign Policy Council. His new book, Thou Shalt Innovate, How Israeli Ingenuity Repairs the World, the Untold Story of Israeli Innovation. Avi, shalom. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's such a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you for having me today.
Well, it is important. I always relish opportunities like this, Avi, because you are America's eyes and ears. You're there on the ground, and there's lots of exciting and good news to share. It's been a couple of years since I visited Israel. I'm way past overtime to go see it once again. And what strikes me particularly about your book, Thou Shalt Innovate, was I was so impressed when I was there to see the innovation and to hear of all the ideas that the Israelis have generated over the years that the West hears very little about.
We are certainly seeing an explosion of innovation and tech coming out of the country, certainly over the course of the last decade, that, from where I stand, influences and improves the lives of billions of people around the world, not just in Africa, Latin America, China, and Europe, but right here in the United States as well, through a variety of technological breakthroughs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you think about Israel, I mean, here is this parcel of land. When Israel was brought back to it after 1948, you know, some of the people there in the area looked at it and go, why do they want this bit of desert? What are they going to do with it? Well, little did they understand that Almighty God, who has had their hand, had his hand upon this people, would give them ideas, divine ideas and favor, to bring to life that which was dead.
What we're seeing, interestingly, the modern state of Israel is really a combination of what happens when technology meets the prophetic tradition. So on the one hand, you have a people that hasn't been in its land for 2,000 years, coming back. But over the course of the last 2,000 years, something really interesting has happened. First, there are people that have been longing to come back, and three times a day prays the Elenu prayer and specifically commanded to repair the world. Mm-hmm. The children of Israel believe that they have a social contract with God to spread morality and justice. And over the course of the last 2,000 years as well, the prophetic tradition has taught the children of Israel that, one, they're there to repair the world, two, act the light onto the nations, and three, perhaps most importantly, take the mundane and make it holy. In other words, help the poor, feed the sick, provide comfort to the needy. And when you combine this culture of the prophetic tradition and you combine it with technological prowess, you see this unbelievable innovative society that is the modern state of Israel. And that's not to say that everyone in Israel is a nation of saints. Mm-hmm. That's not the case. Israel has certainly its fair share of problems, but it is a nation of its citizens seeking higher meaning for the last 3,000 years. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, plus the last 70 years of a very highly innovative military, great university, diverse culture with Jews from all over the world, plus Christians, Muslims, Druze, etc., in the country, and added to that smart government programs, the combination of those, the fuel plus the spark of the prophetic tradition of the last 3,000 years, mm-hmm. really demonstrates what Israel is capable of.
Right. Well, Avi, you know, in much the same way as here in America, what I've been able to observe, when something of a catalytic nature occurs, you know, like you might say, you know, as you say, the prophetic, I say a divine idea and divine favor, it comes out of people who are pursuing God. Though, you know, both our societies have been secularized and you would say are not following God with the passion that maybe it once did. God is still true to his commitment and his promise, and he's following through, and he's utilizing those who are pursuing him and faithful to him. So my observation has been, when we look at major changes that have occurred historically, people of faith have been the vanguard and been the hands and the feet and the voice of God. Has that been your observation as well?
Look, Israel is like any other country. It has those who have faith and those that do not. What I can say that certainly the culture of faith and the fact that the tradition, the prophetic tradition, has had a deep and in fact impactful role on the genetic cultural DNA of the Jewish people and the state of Israel. And so, look, that really manifests itself in a wide variety of areas, including water, medicine, science, agriculture. Now, let's take, for example, this idea of water. Yeah. Jews, three times a day, pray for rain or for there to be a bounty of water. Israel today is the only country on the planet that has declared itself to be a water superpower. It has declared water independence from nature and from its neighbors. In other words, Israel has done this using a variety of different means. One, it has 5 desalination plants. 2, it uses drip irrigation, which is an Israeli innovation, which is used by billions of people around the world. And that's, in other words, using these small little plastic tubes to drip water directly onto crops, whereas farmers only need to use 1/3 of the water, but they actually double the yield. Mm-hmm. And they couple that with recycling their wastewater. So in other words, when we flush our toilets, Israelis remove the waste, clean the water 5 times, and they recycle 90% of that water to be used by agriculture. Wow. To put that in perspective, the next country down, Singapore, recycles 20% of its water, and we here in the United States only recycle 8% of our water. And as we look at a resource-scarce planet, and looking at some of the largest challenges facing humanity today, we're seeing Israel, a country the size of New Jersey, mm-hmm. playing a disproportionately large role in solving some of the largest challenges facing the planet Earth today. And you can see this across the board, not only when it comes to water, as I said before, but when it comes to science, medicine, agriculture, and defense.
You know, Avi, talking about Israel has been able to do with water, and this was one of the things that stuck out in my mind, and I brought back here to the United States, and my question was, why are we not embracing that? I mean, that is so huge. That in of itself, just the water conservation and what Israel has done, and I don't understand why in this country we're not following their lead.
Well, there are a few places that have started. Take, for example, the state of California. Mm-hmm. Israel's IDE, which is the primary vehicle through which the country builds its desalination plant, it's an Israeli company. It has built the largest desalination plant in the Western Hemisphere in California. Incidentally, it has also built the largest desalination plant in China and in mm-hmm. India. Yeah. Israel has been more than delighted to provide its technological know-how. Some of the innovations are in-house, or in other words, are innovated in-house, and others they've leveraged from around the world. But the sum of its parts here, the 1 and 1 actually equals 4, because Israel has this formula to really help preserve an important resource called water. We should be using it in places like Arizona, New Mexico, Michigan, and others.
Exactly.
We don't have an unlimited amount of water in this country or anywhere else around the world. And we must preserve it for our children and grandchildren.
Please forgive me. We've got to go to break. We'll be right back. Avi Yorish is with us. Stay with us. More from Avi after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. You
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Avi Yorish continues, a senior fellow at the American Foreign Policy Council. You know, we were talking about the innovation just in water alone that Israel has brought. The Bible is clear. God said directly to Abraham. It was his promise and part of his commandment that those who bless Israel will be blessed, those who curse will be cursed. And Israel has taken this responsibility, as it does with all things that you say that are in the prophetic class. When God speaks, they listen, and they have been blessing people around the world with this innovation that you point out in your new book, Thou Shalt Innovate, How Israeli Ingenuity Repairs the World, The Untold Story of Israeli Innovation, talking about water. But also, you mentioned medicine. I mean, incredible advancement in medicine and how they are serving their own citizens and others around the world. Break that down for us, Avi.
So let's just take one example that is my favorite story. Of the 2.5 million people around the world that are afflicted with multiple sclerosis, 600,000 of them use Rebif, a drug that was developed in Israel. Interestingly, the story behind it is fascinating. Michelle Revelle in the late 1970s figures out that interferon, a protein in the body, is found in the largest amount in a newborn foreskin. And as you know, Israel, the vast majority of its citizens engage in circumcision. Right. He was able to get a blessing from one particular rabbi, the Lubavitch Rebbe, a Hasidic rabbi who is based in Brooklyn, to get 20 foreskins, out of which he extracted enough interferon protein that when you add 15 years and $2 billion worth of research, he created the drug Rebif. And today, that drug alone, 25% of those afflicted with this horrible disease are using a drug that was developed from newborn foreskins, a piece of the body that none of us, that many of us don't seem to feel is necessary.
Which is being thrown away. Yeah, exactly.
Which is just being thrown away.
Right.
I mean, this is just one example. There are hundreds of other drugs that are being developed today in Israel to help cure cancer, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's. The largest Arab Israeli high-tech company, Alpha Omega, which your listeners will immediately recognize from a verse from the Book of Chronicles. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. This particular company has basically mapped out the brain and the brain waves as through sound. And today, as a result of their technology, when one goes to have surgery to treat Parkinson's using deep brain stimulation, they're almost certainly using a device. The surgeon is almost certainly using a device that was developed in Israel to get to the exact part of the brain in order to pulse it. Mm. And we're seeing this again when it comes to multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, essential tremor, a whole host of other diseases. Out of Zion comes the ability to really treat medical ailments. And this is not a story that is well known around the world, and certainly not in the United States. But what is coming out of Israel, these innovations are helping billions of people around the world, including right here in the United States of America. If you've had back surgery recently, Israel has developed the first artificial intelligent robot in order to perform surgery on the back. It has a 100% success rate, a 0% failure rate.
Wow, that's incredible.
It's called Mazor Robotics. Mm-hmm. If you recently have had gastrointestinal issues, you've probably ingested something called the pill can, which essentially is a small camera encapsulated in a pill that takes thousands of pictures of your GI tract and absolves people having to engage in very, very painful surgery. That is also coming out of Israel, used in hundreds, if not thousands, of hospitals around the world. Let's take another example, United Hatzalah. Here in the United States and in Israel, the average to have an ambulance arrive at one's home is 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. If I were to experience a heart attack right here, right now, I would likely die, because the average here in the United States is 20 minutes, and you have about 6 minutes to save a life after a massive heart attack. Israel solved this problem essentially by creating an army of emergency responders. They have 5,000 around the country. Mm-hmm. Secondly, gave each of them an Uber-like application on these emergency responders' phones in order to alert the five nearest emergency responders to the scene of a medical emergency, and it gave many of them something called an ambucycle, which is a half ambulance, half motorcycle. And instead of it taking 20 minutes for an emergency responder to get to the scene of a medical emergency, and now anywhere around the country takes 3 minutes.
Wow.
And in major cities, it takes 90 seconds. This was innovated by a man by the name of Ellie Beer, who heads an organization called United Hatzela. Think about that. While ambulances still take 20 minutes, now an emergency responder can get to the scene of a medical emergency 90 seconds.
That's incredible.
This is not a Jewish organization.
Right.
It is a life-saving organization that has Muslims, Christians, Jews, religious, secular, all working together to save lives. And Israel has taken this model and is now being used in one place in the United States, Jersey City. But there's no reason why this model cannot be used in San Francisco, in Chicago, in New York, in Miami, in Washington, D.C. This is scalable technology that can save lives. The technology exists,
yes.
And Israel is producing this, and it can be used around the world.
And they're repairing the world. This is unbelievable. Avi, this is great stuff. I appreciate the update on the information. And, of course, the question is that people would say, with all the good things that Israel is doing and sharing around the world, why do they continue to be the target of such hatred?
Well, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the target.
I say, why are they still the target of such hatred to where you have Arab countries make it part of their mantra that they just want to see Israel gone? There's no room for peace.
As I talk about in my book, I see the paradigm shifting pretty significantly. If you look at, take for example, Egypt, a country that Israel's had peace with since 1979. In the next 7 years, Egypt is going to have a water problem of biblical proportions. The United Nations is predicting that in 2025, Egypt will run out of water. There is no reason to think that Israel will not leverage its technology on its behalf. As I look to the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, I see a completely different Middle East, and I see a completely different world as it interfaces with the state of Israel. Israel, one of the smallest countries in the world, is playing a disproportionately large role in solving some of these big, massive problems, and I cannot see the relationship that many of Israel's enemies has today continuing into the future. Israel is solving some of the biggest problems, and it would astound me if those countries continue to turn their backs on the state of Israel. The world is changing. The way Israel is perceived around the world is certainly changing, and our own perceptions should change because it is a net contributor to the world. It is acting as a force for good. Its technology is resident everywhere around the world. Look, there's no single narrative that defines the state of Israel, but there's also no denying that the country has extraordinary innovators that are bound together not by religion, stature, or money, but rather by a desire to make the world a better place and save lives. And that manifests itself with organizations like United Hatzela. Mm-hmm. When it comes to water technology, with drugs like Rebif, which treats multiple sclerosis, or when it comes to the PillCam or Mazor Robotics, this is the story of the state of Israel. This is the way we ought to look at the country. This is a country that is producing incredible technology that is making the world better and improving our lives here in the United States and around the world.
Avi Orsch, Middle East expert, senior fellow at the American Foreign Policy Council. His book, Thou Shalt Innovate, How Israeli Ingenuity Repairs the World, and some excellent examples and stories as to how they are doing that and helping so many around the world because of their innovation. Avi, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, the sad thing about that is that they only seem to get away with it, but the price you have to pay when it's time to pay up, like we had talked earlier from the book of Ecclesiastes, is because sin is not dealt with immediately. It becomes much more complicated. And this is our life experience, and we see this time and again, the truth of God playing out. Stephen Strang is back with us, author of the book God and Donald Trump, the CEO of Charisma Media and founder of Charisma Magazine. I will say this, that in February, I was a bit disappointed because we were both in Nashville, and I think we were like passing ships in the night there, Stephen. I was trying, you know, to get you on the show, but boy, they had everybody grabbing you and pulling you in 50 different directions, so we missed the meeting face-to-face, and that was my big disappointment for Nashville at NRB this year.
Well, you're right. Everyone was pulling me in 50 directions, and I would have loved to have met you, so we'll have to do it at some point.
Yeah,
and I want to thank you for having me back on the show. That must mean that you thought it was at least a little bit interesting. I love talking about God and Donald Trump, and you may be interested, maybe your listeners are interested, that in the last week, I've been on network television three times defending the president.
Right.
And I've never been on CNN and MSNBC before, so this is all kind of new to me. And they wanted to talk about Stormy Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this sort of narrative that the evangelicals are all going to turn their backs on Donald Trump because he's a horrible person.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I don't approve of that at all. Of course, it's only alleged.
Right.
Whatever he did as a private citizen 10 years ago pales by comparison to John Kennedy and Bill Clinton in the White House, and the press ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, until the impeachment came up and for Bill Clinton, and then they couldn't. But with Kennedy, he got a free pass entirely. And I just said, you know, I don't approve of that behavior, but it ends up being his policies. And this is what I bring up in my book, God and Donald Trump. Although in the book, it is not really a defense of the president. It's just trying to explain to the reader how God's hand was on this election process and kind of what's going on in America. Mm-hmm. Actually, since then, I've become more vocal in my support of the president, especially doing all the media I've done. Mm-hmm. And I found myself on CNN saying that I believed that Donald Trump had accepted Christ.
Yes.
And in the book, I don't really say that. I quote people who do, but I do believe that. I only know it through other people. He never told me that himself when we talked, but I'm now working on a sequel to God and Donald Trump called Aftershock, and I'm hoping that I'll get an appointment with the president, and I may ask him that question when the mm-hmm. time comes.
Exactly. Well, that will be an answer that we can wait for, but that's what most people would suspect, that there has been a conversion of Donald Trump. You know, and there were probably some of those things in the past, things that he said a bit recklessly. As we all know, and we've gone through the experience and the process of being redeemed, it is a moment-by-moment process, and we find ourselves, like Paul saying, the things that I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't want to do, I do. And this is the Apostle Paul saying that, and that's something that we can all relate to, right?
And on my interviews, you know, because they were talking about a moral issue, I was able to say, look, the whole point of Christianity is that God is able to change lives through the power of the gospel. Mm-hmm. Allison Camerato from CNN said, well, what's changed with Donald Trump? I said, well, he's changed. I said about 10 years ago, or maybe 15, he started watching Christian TV late at night. He started asking questions. And so it was an opportunity for me to, you know, really speak up for the Lord. I talked as much about Christianity and why Christians feel we should support him. And, as you know, the policies are just so totally different between Donald Trump and what he stands for and the agenda he's trying to get through and what's happening on the left. But
without a
really,
doubt.
One of the reasons I wrote the book was because I felt nobody deals with the spiritual aspect. I mean, even in Christian circles, I mean, mm-hmm. as much as I respect Tony Perkins and, you know, that whole group, and I right. consider him a friend. You know, when they get together and talk politics, you know, like, who are we going to support?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody says, you know, who is God raising up? But in my book, yeah. God and Donald Trump, I quote a number of Christian leaders who, as far back as 2007, said they believed that God was raising up Donald Trump like a Cyrus and that he would be elected. And they were saying this even before he threw his hat in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I document this several times. And, you know, a lot of Christians don't even believe that kind of stuff. I do personally.
I do, too.
Because I come from that mm-hmm. background. But right. I wanted to sort of inject this into the debate. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord's opened these doors, you know, just the last few days.
Yeah, well, you know, points well taken here, Stephen, and I agree with you. First of all, point one, and people of faith should understand this because God's very clear. He did say that he is the one that chooses leaders, okay? So that needs to be settled in the minds of people of faith, that Donald Trump was not chosen by the electorate. Yes, he was, you know, acknowledged and affirmed, but it was God out of nowhere. I mean, you got 17 competitors in the Republican Party alone, six from the Democratic side, vying for the Oval Office. One that was the absolute heir apparent, seemingly on the surface. CNN, you mentioned, MSNBC said it was going to be a runaway, a landslide for Hillary Clinton. Unquestionable that she was going to be the first female president. They're still in shock to this day because they deny that God, by his grace and mercy, Stephen, saved this country. In a sense, we got a Nineveh moment that, you know, the people went before God. They sought his face, humbled themselves, prayed, asked for an answer, and God gave them an answer in the form of Donald Trump. Yes, he's of us. He's a human being, not a saint. So with him comes, I think, an incredible story of redemption, does it not?
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And you know, we get it. We're Christians. We're born again. God has forgiven us. We know what God has forgiven us of. And, it, you know, at least for me, and I assume with you, I'm grateful for it.
Absolutely.
But secular people, first of all, they don't understand the gospel. A lot of them don't think, you know, their godless lifestyles are wrong. They just don't get it. They just don't get it. But I'll tell you one thing you mentioned about the heir apparent, Hillary Clinton. One of the things I said to Allison was, I said, look, this came down to a race between two people. The other candidate was, in my opinion, one of the most corrupt politicians ever to run for public office. And I said, we Christians who believe the Bible had no alternative. It was interesting to me that she did not defend Hillary. She didn't say, oh, Hillary's a wonderful person. Because I mentioned, I said, you know, with the email scandals and she was talking about all these women that came forward with Trump. And I said, look, Hillary Clinton shamed the women that came forward with her husband. And listen, there was proof that stuff happened. You
exactly.
know, even paid, I think, what was it, $800,000 or $900,000 in a settlement to one of the women that went to court.
Paula
and
Jones.
It was interesting that Allison kind of didn't know what to say. So I really feel that the Lord, you know, gave me wisdom, which I was really praying for. Because
yes, amen. Being,
it's one thing to talk to someone like you who's so friendly and lets me talk and talk. And it's another thing to go into the den of lions with people that we know. In fact, their whole narrative was that evangelicals are turning their back on Donald Trump because of Stormy Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, we knew in the 1980s that businessman Donald Trump was a playboy. I said, this is not a new revelation.
Exactly.
And, you know, we knew about the Access Hollywood tapes before we voted for him. One of them threw up some poll. Of course, I don't, you know,
Stephen, we're going to have to hit a pause button real quick. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. Stephen Strang is with us, author of the book God and Donald Trump. This is Bill Martinez. It's 18 before the top of the hour right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out on the parade, so I can live like I'm in the trade.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's Way Like Us, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and independent just for you at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Stephen Strang continues with us, CEO of Charisma Media, founder of Charisma Magazine, author of the book God and Donald Trump. You know, Stephen, you'd made a mention a moment ago about evangelicals who are heavily involved in politics. And I got to tell you, I've been struggling with this recently. When I came back on the radio, I'd been away from the microphone for about 30 years to be perfectly vulnerable with you and open. And I never thought I would get back behind the microphone. I'd been running radio stations and an ad advertising and marketing company. And things happened in my life, and I felt like God was calling me back to really focus on issues of faith. And part of my interest is politics. And it's easy to get caught in this stuff, in the struggle, and I was dealing with it. But I got to tell you, what I heard from Billy Graham anecdotally was that he made a mention, you know, because somebody said, "Well, you've been around a lot of politicians and everything." And he says, "You know, to be honest with you," he said, "I wish I'd have spent more time in the Word of God than with politicians." And that resonated in my spirit in such a way, because as we say on this show, in pursuit of the truth, you know, God is truth. It's not going to be found in the Donald Trumps, the Hillary Clintons, the political geniuses or the swamp or anything like that. It's going to be found in God. So I have found myself realigning my North Star and compass to what I believe God had called me to do, and that is to focus more on the spiritual issues of life and finding the answers there, and knowing by experience the faithfulness of God and what he has done time and time again. And and it's all because of that statement, being reminded, you know, by Billy Graham, that if he had, you know, the regret he had was that he didn't spend more time in the Bible and less time with politicians.
Well, I agree with you. And of course, Billy Graham is so respected. But, you know, toward the end of his life, he actually became more political because he actually endorsed George W. Bush in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, "I'm so old now, I don't care if people criticize me." And then in North Carolina, I mean, of course, a lot of it was Franklin Graham, but they had this, you know, some kind of vote on transgender bathrooms or something like that.
Mm, yes,
and I mean,
right.
They went whole hog you know, trying to use their influence in North Carolina where they're located. And Billy Graham spoke up about it, too. And, you know, here's the problem. God is God, and we, of course, enjoy the freedom to worship him as we see fit. And we're thankful for our values as Americans. But we've been losing those. You know, ever since World War II, there has been a steady erosion of our rights. And a lot of Christians have not spoken up. So, you know, consider North Korea. You know, God is God of North Korea, too.
Exactly.
You know, there are probably at least a few Christians in North Korea. But suppose America was the communists were going to take over and say they're going to shut down all churches. I mean, you know, we have no choice but to speak up.
Mm.
And, you know, while thankfully it's not that extreme, but, you know, there's a measure of that that's happening. And I think a lot of Christians woke up and, you know, what I say is that we, in fact, I said this a couple of times on the interviews. I said, millions of Christians felt the country was going in the wrong direction, and we prayed.
Yes,
we really prayed
exactly.
that God would do something, and he raised up someone we didn't expect and someone we didn't even like.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that most evangelicals, at least at the you know in the leadership, were not for Donald Trump. And I documented this in my book, God and Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came down to a difference between him and Hillary Clinton, and also when he articulated to them in a very pivotal meeting, which I document in the book as well, it happened in June of 2016 with about 1,000 pastors from James Dobbs and on down. And they began, they saw that, you know, he had adopted our values and so forth. So listen, there's one more thing I want to say about these interviews I had.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of media. The book is doing well. It's been on the bestseller list for 3 months. And when we went on CNN, I kind of expected there to be an uptick in sales. We saw very little uptick. And we concluded it's because people who watch CNN are not interested in books on Trump or books on God.
Exactly.
And so we were talking about it as a staff, and I said, I want to be on with Bill Martinez. And I said, his audience will be much more friendly. So, you know, I think I've been told it's a good book. In fact, the other night, last week, I was invited to speak to the Trump Club of St. Johns County, Florida. And boy, these people were enthusiastic, and they weren't all Christians, but they were very enthusiastic about the things I was talking about. I sold out of books. You know, I did a little autograph signing at the end.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
And it was just great to get the feedback. And several people had read, came to hear me because they'd already read the book. And they said, oh, like one guy said, I hardly ever read, but when I got in your book, I couldn't put it down. So I don't say that to brag. I just say it's encourage people that I really think it'd be worth their time to invest. I think they'll learn something. And also it'll kind of stabilize some of the things that we already believe to be true, because the book is very well documented, lots and lots of end notes, and thankfully nobody's come forward and said you blew it on this.
Right, exactly.
Or
right.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's withstanding scrutiny. But that's the thing about the truth. You don't have to apologize for the truth, do you?
That's exactly right. And I'm a journalist, and so of course I've learned that you have to be very, very careful. I vetted everything in the book.
Mm-hmm.
If I quoted James Dobson from something that was on his website, I went back to the ministry and said, look, this is what we're going to use. You know, I'd give them the exact, you know,
the context and whatever,
and a little bit before and after. And I said, tell me if it's right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we tweaked a few little things that needed to be tweaked. But, and, you know, actually with Allison, she threw up something about the press. And I said, hey, I'm a journalist, you know, I'm press too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I really appreciate the opportunity that you've given me to talk about God and Donald Trump. It's obviously something that I believe strongly in it. It's why I'm writing a sequel called Aftershock, which is really going to deal with the things that came after the earthquake of Donald Trump's election, because he has just done so much. But as you know, the mainstream media and the left just totally ignore it, even though he's keeping his promises like no other president that I know of.
Yeah, look what's happening to the country. I mean, unemployment, all-time low, home ownership on the rise, enthusiasm, national security our presence, our positive presence internationally. The previous administration was bragging about what positive changes they made internationally, but I can tell you, even though there was some sensitivity, I'm not one to say that Barack Obama is Muslim. He certainly has some sensitivity toward the Muslim world, and I'll leave it at that.
Well, I would say he's Muslim friendly.
Yes, well,
I think it's because he grew up in it.
Exactly.
He went to, you know, a school for Muslim children, and so at least he has a romanticized version from his childhood, even though that, you know, he attended a Christian church, a very liberal Christian church for many, many years. You know, the interesting thing is that in Islam, if you're in Islam and you convert, you're an infidel, and they go out and kill you. And so I thought to myself, you know, I'm kind of surprised that the Muslim community is not rising up in arms that Barack Obama is not a good Muslim and he's converted to Christianity. You know, he says he's a Christian, and I take his word for it.
Right.
But he is also so far left, and frankly, the policies of the left, and this really has nothing to do with Republican and Democrat. You know, I was, on some of my interviews, I've said, as I'm saying now, that I was a Democrat here in Florida for, you know, 20 years, and I switched over finally over the abortion issue in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm no fan of the Republican Party, and we're finding out that in draining the swamp, that the Republicans are just about as entrenched.
It's bipartisan. There's no doubt. There's bipartisan representation probably more in the swamp than it is than we'd like to see. My point about making the reference about Barack Obama is in terms of his Muslim sensitivity, is that in the 8 years that he was in the Oval Office, I never saw 50 Arab leaders, Muslim leaders, coming together to do a sword dance and honor him, but yet they do this for this billionaire white guy out of New York. So what does that what does that tell you in terms of his leadership position? And since then, all these other leaders across the country, they've joined, they've banded together to come against, you know, Russia and some of these other atrocities that have been happening around the world, which is quite encouraging. And the thing that you hear time and again, Stephen, is that welcome back, America. It's great to see your leadership back on the international stage.
That's right. And, you know, I'm careful not to bash Barack Obama. I was glad we had a black president, but he was in the right place at the right time. I mean, what has he accomplished in his whole life?
Right.
But he bought into this leftist agenda, so that meant that everybody that was left of center kind of loved him. He kind of acted like a celebrity. I mean, he was well-spoken. He knew how to carry himself. But he didn't, you know, when he says he changed America, yes, he changed America. He came out for same-sex marriage. You know, that is a huge change in America.
Right.
He became weak militarily and around the world. That's a huge change.
Yeah, and accommodated the sale of baby parts.
Oh, yeah. We can go on and on and
yes,
on.
Yes, exactly. Well, Stephen, we got to leave it right there, but I'll remind everybody, go to GodAndDonaldTrump.com and Amazon to get your hands on his book, and we look forward to the new book coming forward, too, okay?
Great. Thanks for the opportunity. God bless.
You got it. God bless. Appreciate it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar?